Wobbsnazzin Podcast. A target audience of one, but at least two people will hear it. Fucky ducky doodah.
Not sure it was absolutely necessary to say fucky wacky doodah at the end of that. I might have to drop that next time. Anyway, welcome to the first in an occasional series dealing with the this's and the that's of life. Now, when I'm out and about in town, I like to have my little recording thing handy because I run into an awful lot of lunatics and madmen. The sort of people that you would feel a lot safer if they were on strong medication in a secure unit somewhere, strapped to a bed or whatever. But, you know, when I see them, I'm kind of trigger happy and out comes the recording thing, and I like to engage them in some kind of conversation. Now, this particular fella, I'm not sure how dangerous he was, but he did make mention at one point of trying to destroy the world. Would a modern messiah use a megaphone? Well, I don't know. Let's find out, shall we, as we take a trip into the world of the religious lunatic.
In life, yeah, is to pave the way for eight in Hinduism, 8 is the most important number.
Right.
In Buddhism, 8 is the most important number.
Mm-hmm.
In Judaism, 8 is the most important number.
Okay.
8 is 7, which is God's number, plus 1. 7 plus 1 equals 8. I'm God incarnate, basically, mate.
Tell the world.
I know.
I am God incarnate, and I am here to rule the world. You all stop! Get on your knees!
Wasn't he a good specimen? More from him later, I think. Many years ago, I was sitting on a bus in very heavy traffic waiting for it to move, and I noticed out the window a man who was walking painfully slowly beside me. He had a look of dogged determination on his face as he took step after painful step. It's only when I looked down that I noticed the reason for it. The man possessed no feet. He had no feet, just tattered, bloody-looking stumps. He'd walked as if he was a shop dummy that had just come to life. It was terrifying to see. His face was gnarled. His expression was one of, "How will I ever, ever find my way home?" The man had horror in his eyes. It made me laugh, anyway. And it sickens people that I tell about it. They don't believe it, but there was a man that used to shuffle around Peckham and Camberwell with no feet. I suppose it saves on shoes.
The Wobsnazen Podcast.
The Wobsnazen Podcast.
The Wobsnazen Podcast.
The Wobsnazen Podcast.
Sometimes you need to get away to find a little peace, where all the hurly burly haunts and all your troubles cease. So I headed down to Brighton, just looking for some fun. When I reached the beach and unrolled my towel, my troubles just begun. Oh, nudist beach, it's mother-in-law. Nudist beach, that's very poor. Nudist beach, she's bound to spill the beans. Oh, nudist beach, I've been discovered. Nudist beach, with my bits uncovered, it'll bring great shame upon the family name. Oh, nudist beach, what's she doing there? Nudist beach, well, it isn't fair. Nudist beach, she's bound to tell the world. Oh, nudist beach, I am undone. Nudist beach, now she's seen my bum. When the word gets out, my world will be a mess. Oh, yes. When the word gets out, my world will be on show.
Listen, mate, what are you going to do with this video?
Well, I don't know. It's a bit boring. It's like...
I think you might go
to the governor of the Bank of England.
I don't feel too...
I'm very disappointed that the world hasn't ended. Because that's what's supposed to happen. It's like,
well,
did you know that
you're going to have to away half off?
Well, I might do.
Okay, I guess that will do. Thanks very much for listening, if you did. Thanks for fast-forwarding and just listening to the bits with me in it. Sorry about the disappointment. See you next time on the Wabs, Naz & Podcast. What a dick.